This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I got to watch the Super Bowl in my basement, and my dream came true. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Luke Bryan tickets coming your way in about 6 minutes from now. But it sounds absolutely silly and ridiculous that just being able to watch some of the Super Bowl in my basement was a dream of mine to come true. But a couple of months ago, we started getting water in the basement that led to, like, when that big rainstorm came in, the entire basement got flooded. It was like Noah's Ark. And literally, people just, like, had a boat. You could just, you know, like, do some fishing if you wanted. And we ripped up all the carpet, and we had to do all these remodeling and repairs. And I talked about how my father-in-law came and stayed with me. My dad came and stayed with me. I felt like during the holidays, it was extremely stressful because we had some guests come in to town and we couldn't use the half of the basement. And I don't have a big house at all. And I have two little kids that want to run and play. And all I kept saying is when we were trying to do these home remodeling and repairing and trying to get our carpet in, it's like, I just want to make it to Super Bowl Sunday. That's when I want to be able to have, like, be able to use it again, because we haven't been able to use it for months. And on Super Bowl Sunday, my kids were running around the basement and the game was on. Not everything was done. The place isn't complete by any means. We still have a project on our hands. But they were in the basement running around and the game was on. I was like, hell yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know what's weird about it, though, is I put so much pressure on myself to, like, one, to do that, but also just, like, felt like crap the last couple of months that, like, our house, like, you couldn't use, like, half of our house. So I felt like I couldn't provide for my family, that they just felt like squished. It felt like they were missing half their stuff. I just felt, I don't know, I felt like I was letting them down as a dad the entire time. I just felt so crappy this last couple of months, like, not like myself, and felt icky because we were dealing with whatever, like a natural disaster. It wasn't even our fault.
I was going to say, I wish you didn't feel that way because you literally had no control over it. And as like, sometimes I forget like how much of a journey this whole damn basement thing has been. Like,
right.
Even when you would call people to help, the help couldn't help.
Yes.
And it was so out of your hands. But like looking at it now, I'm not glad that any of it happened, but I'm really glad that, like, you got to have that moment at Super Bowl and you got to, like, really appreciate your house and appreciate your space, and your kids, like, got double the joy and double the freedom on Super Bowl.
Right.
No, you're right. Like, God works in mysterious ways. They always say that's like a cliche quote. But I felt like that was an issue that we weren't addressing. We get like a little bit of water every now and then in the basement, and we're like, we just dry it up. And so it wasn't something we were addressing. And so we got like a sump pump and addressed it. And because of the flooding, we had my father-in-law come into town for those 3 weeks, and he was like, he's super handy. I'm not. Like, I don't even know how to fix a light. And he was like, let me fix a bunch of stuff that's broken in your house. And he was able to do some, like, remodeling of things. So not even just, like, repairs, but then we end up remodeling the house and making it just more functional.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that would have happened unless, like, this basement gets flooded and forces our hand to do it. We just would have kept ignoring the problem. Sometimes, like, if you keep ignoring a problem, there's, like, it sounds spiritual, but God will just be like, all right, here comes a flood. Mm-hmm. Like, stop not addressing it. And so I kept not addressing something. And it really did. I just kept working around a problem, like you were going to say, Kevin.
Exactly.
I was duct taping everything.
Right.
Man.
And you learn to live with the limp.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I'll just keep this. This is fine. This is fine. So when somebody comes in, unexpectedly and helps repair all that, it's even a bigger thing. You know, I always like to say hindsight's 20/20 because, you know, you have now perfect vision. But how cool was it that you got to spend time with your father-in-law during that time?
Yeah, that was great.
Your father
came
in.
No,
your father came in. Yeah. You know, your kids now get to, you know, run free. And you sent a picture of the basement, and it looks amazing.
It looks awesome. I'll post that.
Yeah. You know what was crazy is Michael... I'm going to post even to you like some before and afters because Michael's flooring came in and did the carpet. I talk about them all the time. Sonny came in and did it, did a wonderful job, but then also did like vinyl planks in the area and it looks great. Like made a functional like laundry room that we didn't have before. And so it just made a completely different experience. And it was, it's so funny how you as a parent though are beating yourself up like, oh, I can't provide, I can't provide. But in reality, all the kids just want to do is have the basement. And it's funny because we went to like the storage unit this weekend to get some of their old toys because we had to put some of the stuff in storage as we were doing this stuff. And it was like it was like Christmas again. They're like, oh my God, I forgot I got this toy. I had this toy. So that was kind of cool for them to see their toys again and get all excited. But what a journey it's been. And we're not done, but like I actually got to take like...
You're seeing the light.
Yeah.
And because the game wasn't what you expected and it wasn't that great, you had more time to really actually enjoy the basement.
Yeah, the football game they were playing around in the basement was way more exciting than the football game on the field.